You're listening to SBS News.
A COVID-19 vaccine could mean the beginning of the end of the pandemic, says British Health Minister Matt Hancock, as hospitals across the country prepare for its rollout. Britain will start dispensing the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech immediately.
V-Day, when we roll out the coronavirus vaccine across the whole of the UK, and it's the beginning of the end of this pandemic. We're not there yet. It's so important that people keep doing the things we know we need to do, following the rules and the basics to make sure we keep this under control. But we can now see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Britain has had over 61,000 deaths from COVID-19, but Prime Minister Boris Johnson hopes to turn the tide against the disease by rolling out the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. About 800,000 doses are expected to be available to vulnerable people in the first week, with care home residents and carers, the over 80s, and some health service workers the top priority to receive the shots. In the U.S., hospitals across New York have been ordered to add 25% more beds to handle growing numbers of coronavirus patients. Over 4,600 COVID-19 patients are now hospitalized statewide, double the amount reported on the 18th of November. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state isn't yet at a critical level of COVID-19 hospitalizations, but the continued growth is worrying. Governor Cuomo says he'll shut down schools, non-essential businesses, and all restaurant table service in regions heading towards 90% of hospital capacity within 3 weeks, based on a 7-day average.
Today, the Department of Health is going to issue an order saying hospitals have to increase their bed capacity 25%. We can issue up to 50%. They can do that physically, but we're only going to go to 25%. If our hospital capacity becomes critical, we're going to close down that region. Period. We call close down a red zone.
New York has recorded over 64,000 new coronavirus cases over the past 7 days, up 80% from 2 weeks ago. U.S. President Donald Trump says his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is in hospital and doing well. The 76-year-old former New York City mayor tested positive for COVID-19 and is the latest in a long string of people close to the White House, including Mr. Trump himself, to contract the virus that has killed more than 280,000 Americans.
Rudy's doing well. I just spoke to him. He's doing very well. No temperature, and he actually called me early this morning. It was the first call I got. Now he's doing very well. He's another champion. Greatest mayor in the history of New York, and what he's doing now is more important. And he will admit that. He was the greatest mayor, did a fantastic job, especially when you see what's going on nowadays.
In the U.S., nearly 15 million people have been infected by the COVID-19 virus. Meanwhile, France is still far from reducing its number of new COVID-19 cases per day to 5,000, and Public Health Chief Jérôme Salomon says the risk of a strong rebound of the pandemic remains high.
In the last few days, the level of new daily infections has no longer been decreasing. It remains especially high among elderly people aged over 75 years. We are very attentive to the short and long-term health consequences of COVID-19, the consequences for mental health, the lasting forms of COVID-19, the delays in hospital admissions and cancellations of non-COVID medical treatments and surgeries.
French health authorities on Monday reported 3,400 new COVID-19 infections over the past 24 hours, sharply down from 11,000 on Sunday. But the number of people hospitalized for the disease increased for the second day, the first time it has done so in 3 weeks. In India, a senior government official says the country is accelerating its review of coronavirus vaccines developed by Pfizer Inc. and AstraZeneca for emergency use, as the world's second most affected country struggles to contain the outbreak. The government is pinning its hopes for mass supply of the vaccine on the Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine producer by volume, which on Monday lodged the first formal application for emergency use approval for AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. The world's second most populous country has 9.68 million infections, with more than 140,000 people dying of COVID-19. In other coronavirus news, an Israeli jewelry company is displaying what it says is the world's most expensive coronavirus mask, a golden diamond encrusted face covering. The 18-karat white gold mask is decorated with 3,600 white and black diamonds and fitted with top-rated N99 filters at the request of the buyer. The mask is currently on display in Palm Beach, Florida, and will eventually make its way to the owner in Los Angeles, an art collector who's buying it for $2 million. Around the globe, the COVID-19 virus has infected 67.4 million people and claimed the lives of 1.5 million so far. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.